Hello, Carl Adam here with the South Dakota Bankers Legislative Update for week two of the South Dakota Legislature. In the legislative news, the pace of the legislature moved at a reasonable tempo. However, we have no new bills to track as the number of bills introduced is slow compared to recent years. Updates on previous bills. Senate Bill 8. Senate Bill 8 was brought by the South Dakota Division of Banking as an act to revise various provisions related to banks and trusts. Carl Adam testified in support of this bill. Senate Bill 8 passed out of Senate Commerce 9-0 and passed out of its House of Origin 34-0. First reading in House Commerce was on January 22. Senate Bill 9. This bill was brought by the South Dakota Division of Banking, which will consolidate three chapters of the South Dakota law dealing with bank trust departments and trust companies into two chapters, and in the process will remove redundancy and reduce confusion. Carl Adam testified in support of this cleanup bill. Senate Bill 9 was passed out of the Senate Commerce and passed by the Senate 34-0. This bill was moved to the consent calendar. Senate Bill 35. This bill was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Revenue and would authorize an appropriation from the General Fund to the Department of Revenue and to the Department of Health for the purpose of implementing the constitutional provisions contained in Amendment A and the same with initiated Measure 26. No formal action has taken place on this bill. Senate Bill 71. This bill was introduced by Senator Jim Bolin of Canton and would designate June 19th as Juneteenth Day, and as a working holiday, recognizing this day in 1865 that the Civil War was over and that slavery in the United States had been abolished and that slaves were free persons. Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Nessebe, Sioux Falls, and would designate June 19th as Juneteenth Day and recognize it as a state holiday in South Dakota. This was introduced on January 21st. Moving over to the House. House Bill 1002 is intended to revise certain provisions regarding fingerprint-based background checks for the Real Estate Commission and the Appraiser Certification Program. This bill was brought by the Department of Labor and goes in concert with House Bill 1015. This bill passed the House 69-0 and had its first reading in Senate Commerce on January 22. House Bill 1015 is introduced by the Department of Labor and is intended to provide rulemaking authority for establishing an appraiser experience training program and also the setting of its fees. In anticipation of this proposed bill, the South Dakota Bankers Board of Directors voted to support this legislation during its December 3, 2020 board meeting. Carl Adam will testify before the House Commerce Energy Committee on January 25 in favor of this bill. House Bill 1045 was introduced by Representative Tina Mullally of Rapid City and is to revise certain tenant and landlord rights. The South Dakota Bankers Association was opposed to this bill in its original form as it did not contemplate prior perfected security interests. South Dakota Bankers Legal Counsel Brett Kennecke offered an amendment that requires any property that is subject to a prior perfected security interest shall be turned over to the holder of the interest and may not be retained or disposed of by the landlord. Hearing is scheduled in local government on January 26th. Members of the committee have some reservations with the language of this bill. The bankers will monitor. House Bill 1046. This bill is brought by Representative David Anderson of Hudson on behalf of many industry representatives and is to limit liability for certain exposures to COVID-19. The SDBA was involved in the crafting of this legislation and was approved by the SDBA Board of Directors during its December 3, 2020 board meeting to support this legislation. With over 40 different industry representatives in favor of this measure to limit proponent testimony, South Dakota Banker Legal Counsel Brett Kennecke was one of four industry representatives that testified as a proponent of this measure. House Bill 1046 passed the House State Affairs Committee 12-1 as amended, and it will now be taken up on the House floor. House Bill 1049. This bill was also introduced by Representative David Anderson of Hudson and is an act to create a used vehicle dealer education program and revise provisions regarding used vehicle licensure requirements. The SDBA is watching this bill to ensure that banks remain exempt from this licensure requirement. Hearing is scheduled for January 26. This concludes week two report of bills that are being tracked by the SDBA staff at the South Dakota Legislature. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to give me, Carl Adam, a call. Office phone number is 605-224-1653. Have a great week.